Aloha, and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your cosmic guide, Charlotte Sivak, transmitting to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. I would first love to thank again Patrick Bernard for his beautiful music that you heard, the track of Radha Govinda. It's from his album Chakra Celebration, and you can find out more about his music at patrickbernard.com. I am so happy and delighted that you have all decided to join us today for this yummy, awakening, magical cosmic hour, enjoying the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness, expanding the collective consciousness, and the amazing synchronicities, all the while daring for you to be the masterpiece that you were created to be. So now today's fantastic lineup, we want to call this a wild card, multidimensional, multi-layered show of Goddess Alchemy, as it is always a Stargate show. We never know where we're going to be going, as it is planned moment to moment. But I promise you that we will definitely spark your creativity, infusing you all with infinite possibilities and igniting the magical divine child within. So why don't we all just dare and risk living in divine orgasmic ecstasy for this next hour and helping you to anchor it completely for your life's purpose and for your life in general. So we welcome you here today, as it has been, the words cannot describe of what we've all been experiencing over these last few weeks. And so I wanted to take a moment and just to reflect upon the stillness, the silence, and allowing us all to just stand and just to learn how to embrace being in the stillness and being in the presence, also too with God and finding that God aspect within ourselves. So today, as we embrace the silence, trying to step away from our technology, even though some of you may be hearing and listening to this across the internet and some of you listening in by calling in, we still want to acknowledge all the amazing things that technology has definitely brought to us, but also our commune with the earth, with all of creation, with all the different kingdoms and all the animals. I even brought in my dog, Sushi. She's a beautiful white Labrador retriever. I call her my ascended master puppy. And she helps when we do all of our activations and meditations. She comes and takes part in them so that she can also bring that element of the earth and the element of the natural kingdom to us. And we want to pause for a few moments for you all to reflect on the creatures that you share your dwellings with. And for those of you who live surrounded by forest and waters, just to take a moment and to just breathe. Just breathe. Remember to breathe. As you feel the energies that have accumulated, many of you experiencing much ascension symptoms as our bodies are trying to hold in the new frequencies of light, anchoring and releasing our old selves, we want to give thanks to the Mother Earth. And we would like to focus today on her, the creation, us co-creating with her, with the divine, and finding our place within the stillness. I've been very blessed to receive all the emails that I have from many of you, telling me about your experiences and how you've also been embracing some of the activations that we have done in the past on Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic, helping you to keep growing and evolving so that you can become your highest potential, your highest self. So today we will be doing an invocation for harmony between the earth kingdoms. So we ask for you all to just get into that receptive position, allowing yourself again to just relax, to give gratitude and thanks for all that we have experienced through the end of the Mayan calendar, the acceleration of 2011, and the very powerful transmissions of the 11-11-11 activations. This last month, I very much stepped back, went into the animal kingdom and into just a the spaces where there was nothing but trees, so that I could just be with them and just to experience and feel the pulsation and the heartbeat of the Earth Mother. The wild, erratic acceleration of the year had taken its toll, and without allowing the self to come to that still point, I knew things would get a little bit more uncomfortable. So I knew this was one of the best ways to just align, to find that space within you, to find the heaven within so that you could anchor heaven on earth and actualize it. Technology really changed this past year. We now have cell phones that can cook turkeys, tablets that bring in all the movies and news of the year, and it's been amazing what we can do with it. But some people, unfortunately, have surrendered everything to that and have forgotten their own abilities to create, and their own abilities to hear the messages that come from the earth and through the nature, the changing of the seasons, and through all the growth that we have gone through. So taking a moment still, just to think back of this year. Also in gratitude for all that we have learned, the many that we have met. I also give gratitude to all the guests that have been with us, that had shared and gifted us, not only with their presence and their teachings, but also with the activations. And as we all commune together and find that space, that still point, I ask you to step into or get into a comfortable position. Taking another deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling. Allow yourself to just surrender. Surrender in the eternal presence of the infinite now. Feel yourself aligning. All of your chakras aligning. As we take all a deep breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling. For all the ladies listening to this, we ask you to bring your awareness and your focus to your second chakra. And for the gentlemen, please bring it to your first, at the base of your spine. So ladies, from your belly button, gentlemen, from your root, the base of your spine, visualize a tube of light, the width of your body. See it flowing into the center of the earth, choosing any color that you wish. As we ask the divas of the earth plane to connect us to the crystalline core heart center of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. Feel yourself aligning even more, going even deeper within your stillness. As we call on the Mahatma energy, Lord Metatron and Melchizedek, to clear us, bringing down the platinum nets through everybody listening to this at this time and later at home. Feel it clearing through your home and your beautiful homoluminescent four-body vehicle, releasing it of any negative and imbalanced energies. We ask for an axitonal alignment at this time. And we also invoke the spiritual hierarchies and interplane ascended masters to anchor and activate the golden white ascension flame. Feeling yourself slowly stepping in to the divine flow, the ecstasy of the energy. We call on Archangel Michael and his legions of light to create a golden dome of protection around you. feeling yourself relaxing even still, releasing more of the tensions as you breathe into any part of your body that may be holding tension, stress. Breathe into your hands, into your shoulders, relaxing your neck, your stomach muscles and lower back, releasing the tensions from your hip flexors, allowing your legs to become ever more free. Allow the energy to flow completely down, totally releasing you. As we will begin to activate the cosmic and earth kundalini energies through your body, hooking you up with the energies of the divine to bring the energies forth and through you into our glorious Mother Earth and all of her creations, all of her kingdoms, and all the elementals, plants and animals that share this beautiful planet with us. Taking another deep, clearing breath as you inhale. Exhaling. We ask for you to visualize the sun above you. Feel its beautiful, golden, illuminating rays as it flows through you, reaching the top of your skull. You may feel a tingling sensation as these incredible cosmic energies burst through you, illuminating every cell, every tissue. Feel it beginning to activate you as this beautiful golden cosmic energy flows down, filling up your pituitary and your pineal gland, releasing what is no longer serving it. Flooding it with light. And see as it begins to overflow, droplets at first, turning into streams and a huge river, this incredible river of chi, the divine cosmic energies, the kundalini energies. As it flows downwards into your atlas, around your C3 and C4 areas. Feel your neck releasing in tension. And allowing yourself to take an even deeper breath. Feel the clarity as the earth energies begin to rise. And the cosmic kundalini floods your neck, bathing your atlas, your throat chakra, and releasing and transmuting to the light what is no longer serving you. Helping to elevate your consciousness, expanding your awareness. As you feel it flowing down, flowing down each individual vertebrae, elongating your spine. As you feel yourself extending, expanding, growing to your full height, Feel the energy now pouring into your heart, helping to expand it further. Elevating you. To the highest degree possible at this time. Opening your heart and allowing the secret caverns and chambers to be ignited. And feel as the energy now continues to flow downwards along your spinal column. We even see Sushi getting up and stretching her back as she feels the energies flowing through her. Feel it flowing all the way down to the base of your spine, filling up and activating your perineum, helping to awaken your master cells and aligning you. And feel as this beautiful golden cosmic kundalini energy begins to flow upwards now over your stomach, the front of your body, your beautiful homoluminescent body, through your heart again and up to your throat, as you pick up more energy that bursts through from the top, coming in through your skull from the cosmic kundalini energies. Feel as it bursts in, flowing downwards into your perineum and bursting through that tube of light we placed there at the beginning and sending the energies down into the Earth Mother. Taking another deep, clearing breath, inhaling and exhaling. Aligning yourself with the heartbeat of the Earth Mother. And sending these cosmic kundalini energies down into the center of the earth, activating her, illuminating her, assisting with her ascension as well, and mixing with the earth kundalini energies. It is a brilliant, luminescent, radiant shade of light. As you feel it flowing upwards, instantly, charging you as you feel the pulsation as it enters through the soles of your feet and the base of your spine. Feel yourself being illuminated, revitalized, recharged, breathing with the Earth Mother, your heartbeat in training and aligning with the Earth Mother. And feel as the energy flows over you and back up towards your throat, where you feel it splitting into three different directions. Feel the combined energies of the cosmic and earth kundalini, the gold and the red strands, as they intertwine, flowing upwards through your spinal column, both the solar and the lunar sides, clearing and activating you, awakening the dimensions, the key codes that are located within your spine, freeing up the energy. Some of you may feel the need to stretch. Some of you may feel an inch or two even taller. And feel as the energy flows down over your shoulders, down your arms, and out each individual fingertip like a geyser, clearing your healing channels, elevating your abilities, and feel the energy as it spews forth, filling up your auric field, clearing it out of any debris, interference, astral entities, that we also ask to be taken at this time with a ring pass knot to a vibratory space that is equal to theirs. And feel again now, bringing your awareness and focus back to your throat chakra. Feel the energy as it rises up, rising, as we ask for your mighty I Am presence to charge you with Ascended Master Golden Voice in both speech and song. Feel it lifting up through your third eye, clearing away any fogginess, any interference, or anyone trying to create interference with your perception, as we once again ask your mighty I Am presence to charge you with Ascended Master perception, comprehension, and consciousness. Feel yourself energized, awakened, and alive. As you now feel the energy completely flowing out and exploding like a geyser, coming out of your crown chakra, a beautiful water fountain, bringing forth the combined energies of the cosmic and the earth kundalini. Feel it flowing up and flowing out over the left and right sides of your beautiful homoluminescent body. Feel the peace, the stillness, and the alignment. As we now call forth the light of Lord Buddha, Sai Baba, Krishna, and Babaji. We also invoke at this time the entire hierarchy of inner plane, planetary, and cosmic ascended masters, all archangels and Elohim. We wish to set our intention at this time to work in harmony with the nature spirits, the devas, the elementals, and all of the angels and lesser builders, as well as the archangels and Elohim. We invoke for the harmony, the peace, the illumination and radiance between all of the Earth Mother's Kingdom. In your inner vision at this time, imagine seeing the elementals and nature spirits at work. See them dancing, playing and working in the grasslands, the meadows, the gardens. See the beautiful forests, the vast oceans and lakes. See them floating around the rivers. See them in between the currents, the pockets and streams of air. Feel them with the wind as it caresses your skin. And the movement and changes of the seasons. See these beings dancing within the flames that heat our food and warm our bodies, and within the great fire of the sun, as we connect with Helios and Vesta and the beautiful mighty solar core. Breathe in the unconditional love from your own mighty I Am presence. We ask for all of your guides and teachers, everyone you personally acknowledge, the divine couples of the 13 rays, and the Lady Masters, to all encircle you, impulsing and infusing you with divine love. Divine core love and light. We also ask for you all now to be infused with the Christ Buddha energies, qualities, and archetypes. As you breathe in and inhale, all the love that you haven't allowed yourself to receive in this last day. Feel yourself healing and sealing any wounds, any words, in all directions of time, space, and parallel universes. As you now breathe in, feeling the illuminating rays, the pulsation up and down your skin, and the sensations of divine core love and light. As you take a deep breath and inhale all this love that you haven't allowed yourself to receive in this last month. Some of you may begin to feel dizzy. Just breathe the energy and sit with it as the stillness prevails and expands you. As you now breathe in and inhale all the love that you've not allowed yourself to receive in this last year. Feel the clarity, the expansion, and the brain illumination. As we now send these energies into the center of the earth, feel them flowing into the earth. As you breathe of this love, also outwards to the other streams of evolution who share the work and glory with establishing the seventh golden age upon our world. We also ask them to know us as beings of light, beings of love, and acknowledging them as well as such beings. We call upon the masters to help guide us that we may walk gently on the soil and ask that our actions be in harmony with the purpose of the whole, which includes the divine purpose of the nature spirits and elementals. We ask to be guided and shown how to properly respect and honor them, requesting the same from them, so that we may work ever closer in cooperation and unison. We also invoke the guidance and direction of the great archangels and Elohim. Take a moment and just sit, embracing this energy of love, joy, and peace. The inspiration that is brought forth in divine cooperation and integration. And feeling this deeper, anchoring aspect of stillness, infusing each cell, molecule, and subatomic particle with joy, love, peace, and harmony as we unify with all of the Earth's kingdoms, within all of ourselves, with our monads, our mighty I Am presence and soul extensions. Feel the incredible, vibrant energy. And take a few moments and visualize what you wish to unfold in the coming weeks and days. And feeling as the clarity washes over you, see your entire body, your beautiful homoluminescent body, being aflamed in the violet flame. We ask for any unnecessary substance and misqualified energy to also be released at this time. We ask for all the key codes, sacred geometries, and fire letters that are appropriate and in accordance with your vibratory rate at this time to also be anchored through you. And feeling as the pulsation of love and core light flow through you and into the earth, radiating through you, sending it into the center of the earth, to all the kingdoms. Send it to all of your animal totems, all the elements, to every sentient being on the planet, to all of your guides and teachers, and directing it straight also to the Godhead, letting everyone know that a human loves them. What we do for one, we do for all. This awakens the oneness consciousness. And feel as the energy is returned back to you from the Godhead. Beautiful golden seven orbs of Metatronic science, as they flow through your column of light, adjoining with your seven chakras, filled with Metatronic science. Feel them activating as they step into the full space of the chakras. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Illuminating them all, burning and transmuting it all to the light. See your chakras now split into two and flow out the left and right sides of your beautiful homoluminescent body. See them flowing into infinity from the past, present, and future. As they flow backwards into infinity, crossing each other and flowing back into through the other sides. So your left side flowing into the right and the right from the left. To join into your seven chakras. Feel the pulsation of this new energy as it anchors through you, activating you, awakening you, and see them now as they all come into one unified chakra. Feel through the rising of the inner sun how you become a ray of light shining from within, inspiring all whom you encounter. As you anchor heaven as a conduit of the divine current, actualizing spirit becoming matter, you become and you are the masterpiece that you were created to be. And feel as the energy flows downwards. You send it into the center of the earth. And we make an intention at this time for the flower of life. And just the intention of the flower of life is enough. If you don't know what it looks like at this time, your body will respond to this activation just with its intent. Feel as the flower of life, the symbol of the flower of life, is dropped into and blends, imprints, and infuses with your pituitary and pineal gland, broadcasting it out to your entire system. Making and turning each of your cells and molecules, and turning them also into the flower of life. Take these next few weeks as we enter into one of the most magical times of the year, the winter solstice, to experience the grandeur, to awaken your co-creating abilities, to illuminate both sides of your brain, unifying them, connecting you in with the mind of light. And taking one more deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose, and exhaling, anchoring in all of these energies. We also make an intention for the sacred symbol of the Sir Yantra to also be dropped in through your crown chakra to blend, imprint with your pituitary and pineal gland. Feel the awakening of the structure, the illumination of your cells, as you feel the energy floating down through your column of light within you, flowing into your perineum. And take a deep breath and hold your focus on the perineum. Hold the focus, hold it, and release, as it also activates your master cells and send it down into the center of the earth. Just take a moment and feel the silence. Feel the peace. As we once again call on the Mahatma energy, Lord Metatron and Melchizedek, to bring down the platinum nets, clearing away any negative or imbalanced energies released and cleansed during this activation. We now ask for an axitonal alignment to help solidify the attunement that you all received at this time. so that you may feel fully aligned. We also ask at this time the Inner Plane Masters to remove any core fears and programming of any negative ego, self-centeredness, and separation. If there are any specific negative ego qualities that you wish to remove at this time, make your personal request. And just breathe. Feel as these dark weeds are being pulled out through your crown chakra. You may also make a request at this time to continue with this work during the night. And feeling as the energies and the dark weeds are being pulled, take one more breath and exhale. As we now ask also your inner plane ascended masters to bring forth a downpouring of core love infused with the Christ Buddha qualities. Now, since the core fear or negative ego programming has been removed, you're going to have more room to replace it with the Christ Buddha qualities. Allow yourself to receive. Feel the illuminating presence and energy and the beauty of this divine dispensation. Feeling yourself fully aligned and connected. We now request that the Inner Plane Ascended Masters bring forth a group Merkaba for everybody listening at this time, whether it is in the present time or in a future recording. To take everybody listening at this time into the golden chamber of Melchizedek and to sit on his ascension seat. Sit in the silence of this energy for a moment. The golden chamber is one of the holiest places in the universe. Feel the expansion within your heart and soul as you sit on this ascension seat. You may take this time to pray for any personal, physical, relationship healings, any money problems or spiritual help that you may require at this time. Breathe the energy. Breathe it up to God. And we now ask for a prayer of protection for everyone's energy to be sealed in order to retain this attunement received during this activation. We also request an acceleration towards ascension and that the masters keep working with you at night while you sleep. And we now ask for one final request, and that is to place everybody back into this group Merkaba and to bring you back through all the levels and dimensions into your physical body. And taking a deep, clearing breath, bringing your awareness and focus, ladies, back to your navel, gentlemen, to your root. Release the cords and tubes of light that you placed down at the beginning of this activation. And send a new tube of light down into the center of the earth. connecting you with the crystalline core heart center of Mother Earth and with the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. And feeling yourself coming back and coming to. We make a request to the spiritual hierarchies to anchor a golden cylinder. See this beautiful golden tube of light as it is anchored around, drawing out all negative and imbalanced energies like a magnet. Feel yourself being crystal clear. Take a moment as you restabilize. Solidify. Anchor. And activate. And taking one more deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose, and exhaling, begin to wiggle your fingers, your toes, stretching in any direction you wish, bringing yourself to, awakening you into the ever-present infinite now. We also at this time call the mighty I Am Presence to spin your inner Merkaba to the right and your outer Merkaba to the left, helping to ground, stabilize, and solidify all the energies that we have called forth. We also make a special request to transfer any of these heavenly energies also to the Earth Mother and to all light workers who are consciously seeking ascension at this time. And bringing yourself back fully into the present. Feel yourself awakening. Are you back? Take a moment to reawaken. Ooh. We thank you all for being present with us today as we took part in this beautiful activation, connecting and harmonizing with the Earth Kingdoms, all the kingdoms, and aligning yourself back to nature, the flow of nature, the magic, and with all the seasons and information that comes with it, making you realize as well and activate those inner aspects that we may have lost through technology or the inner space of silence from within. We have one more show left of the year. It's really incredible to feel that we've been on the air now for close to a year, and how grateful I am for all of you who tune and listen, and for all the beautiful emails that I receive from you from all over the world saying how much you enjoy the activations and the amazing guests that we have. So our next guest, which will be coincidentally, which of course there are no coincidences, will be on the Solstice, Winter Solstice show. It'll be an extremely powerful show, and we'll be joined with Daniela Roma Hoffman. She's going to be coming back, or is returning from Egypt, and will be sharing in her experiences, the joy, and an activation. So she'll be fired up, so make sure you listen to that show. I also joined her on the holographic tour, so we'll be sharing some of the experiences of that as well. She is the author of the book Temple of Light, and we look forward to having her here for such a special show. So with that, I thank you all. Wishing you all much love, much infinite blessings. We thank you for joining us today. And we'll be sending you off with a beautiful piece from Patrick Bernard. It's actually one of my favorites. I can't stop listening to it. It's the DNA Activation Transformation music. It is absolutely beautiful. So I hope you enjoy as you listen to it. And wishing you all magical days, and we can't forget the nights, full of cosmic ecstasy, with infinite possibilities and infinite blessings. Aloha.